This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Republican Party presidential candidates Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis attacked each other early and often in Wednesday's debate in the Midwestern state of Iowa. The two traded insults of each other's records and character just days before Iowa Republicans hold the first vote in the nation that will determine the party's nominee. Hours before Haley and DeSantis took to the debate stage in Des Moines, former Governor Chris Christie of the northeastern state of New Jersey dropped out of the race. Christie spent his campaign criticizing former President Donald Trump, the frontrunner for the nomination, despite the many controversies surrounding him. In his speech in New Hampshire, Christie urged voters not to put their faith in the former president a second time.
If you put him back behind the desk in the Oval Office, and a choice comes, and a decision is needed to be made as to whether he puts himself first or he puts you first, how much more evidence do you need that he will pick himself?
Before his speech, Christie was caught on an open mic dismissing Nikki Haley's chances of overtaking Trump, despite voter opinion polls showing her gaining support. Trump agreed with Christie's assessment during a town hall event Wednesday night in Iowa that was carried live on Fox News.
He had a hot mic where he was talking to somebody about the weather, and he happened to say that she doesn't have what it takes. She'll be creamed in the election. And, I mean, I know her very well, and I happen to believe that Chris Christie's right.
Trump skipped the debate in Des Moines to hold a separate town hall event before a crowd of enthusiastic supporters. The Israeli military says it has found evidence that hostages were present in an underground tunnel in the Gaza Strip city of Khan Yunis. The military showed the tunnel to journalists who were escorted into a neighborhood near the ruins of destroyed homes and streets. This is VOA News. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari described what Israeli soldiers found in the tunnel.
We found in this tunnel hostage remains, hostage DNA. Hostages were held here in this tunnel system.
Gaza's second largest city has become the focus of Israel's war on Hamas in recent weeks. Using military threats, diplomatic pressure, fake news, and financial inducement for politicians, China is being accused of deploying a broad strategy to influence voters in Taiwan's upcoming elections to pick candidates who favor unification. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
China's ultimate goal is to take control of the self-governing island democracy, whose high-tech economy supplies key components for computers, cell phones, and other electronic devices. Colonel Lo Cheng-yu of Taiwan's Joint Intelligence Research Center says according to their observation, the Chinese military is still carrying out regular training and maintaining military intimidation near Taiwan's waters. China in general refuses to acknowledge the legitimacy of Taiwan's political institutions and has not commented on Taiwan's upcoming elections. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Argentina and the International Monetary Fund have finalized an agreement over the country's embattled $44 billion loan program, unlocking a more than expected $4.7 billion, according to the fund on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has that story.
Economy Minister Luis Caputo spoke after the deal was reached.
I want to make clear this is not a new agreement. We have relaunched the previous one, which was on hold due to the goals not being fulfilled.
Agreement was urgently needed. Argentina is battling inflation heading towards 200% and is short of foreign currency reserves. Meanwhile, the IMF loans had been on hold after the previous government missed economic targets linked to the program. The new administration of Libertarian President Javier Milei had been locked in talks with the fund since late last week.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Milei came to power promising to cut spending, slash bureaucracy, and free up business, but his program of deregulation is proving divisive on the streets and in Congress, where he lacks the majority needed to drive through reforms. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com and follow us on social media, including Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.